بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our ninth session, session number nine, reading from Medina Book 3, Lessons in Arabic Language, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. So today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we intend to continue where we left off last week with lesson number 3, exercise number 6. Exercise number 6, beginning on page 33. Before we begin with the exercises that are scheduled to be covered in this session, I just want to quickly remind us, that the main topic of this lesson is الفعل المبني للمجهول, يعني the verb that is structured to be used with the fa'il, the subject, the doer of the action, that is majhul, that's unknown or unmentioned. And we said that in this case, when the fi'l المبني للمجهول is used, يعني when the verb is restructured for this use, the fa'il, the original subject, doer of the action, is omitted, and the maf'ulun bi, the object of the action of the verb, takes its place, becomes known as na'ib fa'il, and changes from being mansoob as the maf'ulun bi to being marfu'un as the na'ib fa'il. And basically we said the structure of the verb, the change in it, is that the first radical, first root letter takes dhamma, and the next to the last one takes kasra. In the mudari, the first letter, yani the letter that's prefixed to the verb, the mudara letter, takes dhamma, and the next to the last letter takes fatha. So in the past tense is dhamma kasra, yani qatala qutila. And in the present tense is dhamma fatha yaqtulu yuqtalu. And if the naib fa'il is feminine, then the verb would also have to change yani accordingly. And if the maf'ulun bi is a pronoun, we have to use the raf form of the pronoun, yani the pronoun that's in the place where it should be marfu'un as the naib fa'il. In this lesson we also had maf'ulun fi, yani the adverb of time, which is mansub. And we also had the discussion about yani names that have alif lam. If they are a munada following ya and nida, they lose the alif lam. And that the ascription or attribution to a particular place or origin or occupation, yani an-nasab is formed by adding ya with shadda to the end of the word. So al-hind, something that is derived from or related to or ascribed to India, would be Hindi, and so on like this. And we also said that ukharu is the plural of ukhra, the feminine of akha. We said that salla bina means to lead us in prayer as the imam. Imma wa imma means either or. The i'rab of thalathumiyya is that the number, its i'rab being marfu'un or majrurun or mansub, is depending on its position in the sentence, whereas the second part of the number, miyya, is always going to be mudhaf ilayhi majrur. We also discussed that the generic plural nouns are derived in one of two ways, either by adding ya with shadda as yani the generic plural singular of Arab is Arabi, by adding ya with shadda. Turk, yani, is Turki, and so on like this. The other way is by adding, yani, the other manner of formulating the singular of the generic plural noun is by adding ta marbuta. So from samakun, fish, we have samakatun, a individual fish. From shajarun, we have adding ta marbuta, shajaratun, a tree, and so on. So those are the points that we dealt with in the English key for this lesson number 3. And today, inshallah, yani after covering the Arabic text and the first five exercises. I see a question here, and again, mashallah, I don't normally look at the screen, but I see there's a question. Is this book 3 a new lesson? Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Book 3, well, I mean, it's relatively new. This is, and today, this is our 9th session covering yani the first half of book 3, the level 3 course. Today, this is our 9th session. And we are continuing with lesson number 3. So this is a new presentation of the first half of Medina Book 3, yani the level 3 course, which is the first half of the book. And today, inshallah, we're going to continue with lesson number 3. Okay, so last week we completed, as I recall, we completed up to exercise number 5. And today we're going to start with exercise number 6, which is a continuation of the discussion of the verb that is structured to be used with the fa'il that is unknown or unmentioned. Yani al-fi'lu al-mabniyu lil-majhul. Exercise number 6 says ta'ammal al-amthilata al-atiyata thumma bani al-af'ala fil jumali allati taliha lil-majhul. Yani reflect, contemplate, examine carefully the following examples. And they give us 4 examples. Alif, Ba, Jim, and Del. Reflect on the following examples. ثُمَّ بَنِي الْأَفْعَالِ فِي الْجُمْلِ الَّتِي تَلِيهَا لِلْمَجْهُولِ. Then restructure or structure the verbs in the sentences which follow those examples. The verbs in the sentences that follow. And there are 10 sentences that are on page 34. Starting from the top of page 34. Structure those verbs in the sentences which follow lil majhul. Yani the sentences that follow are going to be sentences where the verb is mabniun lil ma'loom, where the fa'il is mentioned. And they want to restructure the verb, they want us to restructure the verb so that it is structured to be used where, in the situation where the fa'il is not mentioned, is unknown, is removed, and the maf'ulun bi takes its place as the naib fa'il and changes its case from being mansub to marfu'un. Okay, so let's look at the examples and see how they restructured the sentences. The first 3 examples are past tense verbs, and the 4th example is a present tense verb. So we're looking at the past tense verb changing its structure to dhamma kasra, yani fahima, fuhima, and the present tense verb changing from its structure from dhamma to dhamma fatha, yani from yaftahu to yuftahu. Dhamma fatha, yuftahu. For example, from the examples that they gave us. Okay, so let's look at the examples. The first one, fahima at-tullabu ad-darsa. Yani the students understood the lesson. Fahima is the fi'l mabniun lil ma'loom. Yani where the fa'il is known, is mentioned. The fa'il is at-tullabu, marfu'un with dhamma. Ad-darsa is the maf'ulun bi, mansub with fatha. Fahima at-tullabu ad-darsa. Yani fahima is the fi'l, mabni lil ma'loom, at-tullab is the fa'il, marfu'un with dhamma, and ad-darsa is the maf'ulun bi, mansub, wa alamatu nasbihi fatha. Now we want to change the structure to be used in a sentence where the fa'il, at-tullab, is not mentioned. Okay, and in which case the maf'ulun bi ad-dars becomes the naib fa'il and it becomes marfu'un. Alright, so fahima at-tullabu ad-darsa, the students understood the lesson. We want to change it to the lesson was understood without, the lesson was understood without mentioning who was it that understood it. The fa'il is removed, the maf'ulun bi ad-dars becomes the naib fa'il and it changes from being mansub with fatha to marfu'un with dhamma. So fahima at-tullabu ad-darsu becomes fuhima ad-darsu. Fuhima ad-darsu. The structure of the verb is changed. Al-mabniyun lil-majhul. Fa'il is removed. Maf'ulun bi becomes naib fa'il and it is marfu'un. Fuhima dhamma kasra. Fuhima ad-darsu. Second example. Fataha al-bawwabu al-baba. The doorman opened the door. Fataha is the fi'l. Al-bawab is the fa'il marfoon with dhamma. And al-bab is the maf'ul bi mansoob with fatha. Namtu nasbihi fatha. Okay, so the doorman opened the door. Now we want to just say the door was opened without mentioning who opened it. Okay, so fataha becomes futiha dhamma kasra. And al-bawabu is removed, the fa'il. And al-baba, the maf'ulun bi, becomes na'ib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. Futiha al-babu. Futiha al-babu. Tayyib. Third example. Saraqa al-lissu as-sa'ata. Saraqa al-lissu as-sa'ata. Yani, the thief stole the watch. Saraqa is the fi'il. Al-lissu is the fa'il. Marfu'un wa lam turafihi dhamma. As-sa'ata is the maf'ulun bi. Mansub wa lam tunasbihi fatha. When you change the structure of the sentence from saraqa to dhamma kasra suriqat. Yani, we change it. Yani, saraqa to suriqa. But because the maf'ulun bi, as-sa'a, when it became the na'ib fa'il, and it's feminine, then the verb has to also be feminine. So we said, suriqat. Yani, the thief stole the watch to, the watch was stolen, without mentioning who stole it. Suriqat as-sa'atu. The last example is a mudari example. Yaftahu at-tujjaru ad-dakakina al-ana. Yaftahu. At-tujjaru. Yaftahu is the fi'il. At-tujjaru is the fa'il marfu'un wa lamtu rafihi dhamma. Ad-dakakina is the maf'ulun bi mansub wa lamtu nasbihi fatha. The tujjar, the merchants, open the shops, the stores, al-ana, are opening the stores, al-ana, right now. So we want to change the structure of the verb from yaftahu, yani to dhamma fatha, tuftahu. Yani originally we changed it from yaftahu to yuftahu, but because the maf'ulun bi dakakin is a ghayru aqil plural, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular, so the verb is going to change to the feminine form. Yani yuftahu tuftahu. Tuftahu ad-dakakinu al-ana. The shops are being opened right now without mentioning who opened them. Again, yani, the changing of the structure of the verb to dhamma fatha for the mudari changed from yaftahu to yuftahu, but because the maf'ulun bi, which became the na'ib fa'il, is feminine, then we change yuftahu to tuftahu, feminine form. Tayyib. So, what we saw here in these examples is that the past tense verb changes its structure to dhamma kasra. Fahima, fuhima. Fataha, futiha. Saraqa, suriqa, but it became feminine, suriqat, and the present tense changes to dhamma, fatha, yaftahu, yuftahu, because it's feminine, tuftahu. It says, ba'da bina'i, and this is a clarification of the issue that we're talking about here, ba'da bina'i al-fi'li lil-majhuli, yuhdhafu al-fa'ilu, after restructuring or structuring the fi'l to be used with the fa'il that's majhul, unmentioned or unknown, yuhdhafu al-fa'ilu. The fa'il, the original subject of the sentence, is omitted, is deleted, is removed. Wa yahullu al-maf'ulu bihi mahallahu. And the maf'ul bi of the original sentence now takes the place of the fa'il, yani it comes into mahallahu, its place, marfu'an, as being marfu'an, ويسمى نائب فاعل, and it is now called the نائب فاعل, yani the substitute, the one who takes the place of the فاعل. The نائب فاعل is the one who takes the place of the فاعل. فاعل is removed, the مفعول به takes its place, so it now is known as the substitute for the فاعل, or in Arabic نائب فاعل. So the rule here is what? After you restructure the verb for the مجهول, the فاعل is removed and the مفعول به comes into its place, therefore it became marfu'un. Became marfu'un, and it is now known as na'ib fa'il. Okay, in the book it is written, suriqa as-sa'atu. Suriqat as-sa'atu. Is this a mistake? Na'am. In my book is written, suriqat as-sa'atu. So I don't know if there's a new printing or an older printing or what, but these books have been reprinted by people and sometimes they make changes in them. But what should be, what it should be written, suriqat. And the reason why is because when the verb is changed from saraqa al-lissu as-sa'ata, when it's changed to mabni al-majhool, we change it from saraqa to suriqa, but if the na'ib fa'il is feminine, the verb has to reflect it being feminine. So it became suriqat. Became suriqat. Okay, we mentioned this. If you go back to the English key, just for clarification, it's a good point of reminder. I mentioned it in passing today in the quick review of the points of this lesson, but we discussed it previously in detail on page 20 of the English key for lesson number 3, page 20. Under the first point number 1, second page though, on page 20, it says, or halfway down the page, if the na'ib fa'il is feminine, the verb should also be feminine. And that's why we say, amma su'ilat aminatu. Yani, because aminatu, the na'ib fa'il, is feminine, the verb has to be feminine. Su'ilat. Okay, the other example they gave is tuqra'u suratul fatiha. Then in this case, because the na'ib fa'il suratu is feminine, so the verb has to be tuqra'u, feminine, instead of yuqra'u. Okay, so this is a point that we discussed in the English key. So apparently that printing of the book, somebody changed it from what was correct to what is incorrect. Okay, so it should be suriqat as-sa'atu. Yani the na'ib fa'il is feminine, so the verb has to be feminine. Okay, let's go back back to where we were at. Okay, so at the bottom of page 33. You're referring to the sa'atu. Okay, so yeah, the word sa'atu is marfu'un with dhamma. Suriqat as-sa'atu. Naam. I was referring to the voweling of sa'a. Sa'a should be sa'atu. Oh, sa'atu hu. Oh, I see now. Sometimes the transliteration is really, really difficult to follow. Okay, sa'atu hu. Should there be a pronoun there? No, shouldn't be any pronoun. Because yani hu is referring back to what? In the original sentence, saraqa al-lissu as-sa'a, doesn't mention hu sa'a. Just the thief stole the watch. Now we want to change it to the watch was stolen. Not his watch was stolen, but the watch was stolen without who. Now, I hope it's clear. Okay. So again, before we look at the sentences, the 10 sentences, just quickly the rule that they mention here. After structuring the verb, بعد بناء الفعل المجهول, after restructuring the verb further to be used with the fa'il that is not mentioned, the fa'il is removed. And the maf'ulun bi takes its place. It becomes marfu'un and it's called na'ib fa'il. Okay, let's look at the sentences that they gave us, and they want us to restructure. Yani the instruction says, ibni al-af'al fil jumla al-ati taliha lil-majhul. So we're going to change the verbs, structuring them to the mabniun lil-majhul. Okay, so we're on page 34, sentence number 1. Yashrahu al-mudarrisu ad-darsa marrataini. The teacher is explaining the lesson, or explains the lesson, marrataini, twice, two times. So yashrahu fi'l mudari, the changing of the voweling becomes dhamma fatha, became yushrahu. Yashrahu, yushrahu, ad-darsu marrataini. Yani the teacher explains the lesson twice, the lesson is explained twice. The lesson is explained twice. Al-mudarrisu, the fa'il, is removed. Ad-darsa, the maf'ulun bi, takes the place of the fa'il, becomes marfu'un with dhamma, and is now known as na'ib fa'il. Number two, ma salaba al-yahudu al-masiha. Yani the Yahud did not crucify the Masih, the Messiah. Ma salaba al-yahudu. So here we want to change the structure of the verb salaba to suliba. And we will remove the fa'il al-yahud, and in its place, the maf'ulun bi al-masih now becomes na'ib fa'il, and it becomes marfu'un. Ma suliba al-masihu. Yani al-masih, he was not crucified on the cross. Number three, yaqra'u at-talibu ad-darsa bisawtin alin. The student reads the lesson with a loud voice, a high voice, a loud voice. Here we want to change the verb from yaqra'u to yuqra'u, dhamma fatha, yuqra'u. Remove the fa'il at talib, the maf'ulun bi ad-dars becomes na'ib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. Yuqra'u ad-darsu bisawtin alin, bisawtin alin. And here, just as a reminder, yani as a beneficial reminder, bisautin alin, alin here is the not describing saut. And for that reason, because saut is majroor, because of the preposition be, so alin also has to be majroor. And this is, yani ism manqus, so the i'rab is takdiri. The i'rab of alin here is that alin is majroor, it's a not, it's a majroor. وعلامة جره كسر مقدرة. The sign of the majrur is كسر مقدرة. على الياء المحذوفة. On the ياء that is omitted, deleted, left out. Okay, so the sign of the majrur is كسر, but the كسر is مقدرة on the ياء that is omitted. Number four. يعبد الناس الأوثان في كثير من البلاد. يعني the people worship idols in many of the countries, in many countries. يُعْبَدُ النَّاسُ. We want to change the structure. يُعْبَدُ to يُعْبَدُ. We want to change يَعْبُدُ to يُعْبَدُ. But because the نَاعِ فَعَلْ يعني the مَفْعُولٌ بِأَوْثَان is غَيْرُ عَقْلٍ plural, so we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular too, so the verb also has to be changed to a feminine form of the verb. So ya'budu becomes yu'badu, feminine form tu'abadu. And nasu, the fa'il is removed. Al-awthana, the maf'ulun bi, becomes na'ib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. So we say tu'abadu al-awthanu fi kathirin min al-bilad. Yani idols are worshipped in many countries. Number five. Mana'a al-mudiru al-tullaba al-muta'akhirina min al-dukhuli. Yani the principal or headmaster prohibited the late students at-tullab al-muta'akhirina from entering, yani entering the classroom. Mana'a, we want to change the structure, yani past tense changed to dhamma kasra. Mana'a becomes muni'a. Al-fa'il, yani the fa'il al-mudir is removed. At-tullab, the maf'ulun bi, comes and takes its place as na'ib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. So we say muni'a at-tullabu al-muta'akhiruna min ad-dukhuli. Yani the late students have been prohibited from entering. Number six. Lam yakhluq Allahu mithlahum fil biladi. Lam yakhluq Allahu مثلهم في البلاد. Allah didn't create the like of them in the lands. Allah didn't create the like of them. In this sentence, we want to change the verb, the mudari verb yakhluqu, to dhamma fatha. Yukhlaqu. Yani yakhluqu became yukhlaqu. The fa'il is removed. The na'ib fa'il, the maf'ulun bi, mithla, yani mithla, becomes na'ib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. Lam yukhlaq mithluhum. Mithluhum, the likeness of them. Yani fil biladi. The like of them have not been created in, yani, in the lands. Number 7. Tabni al-hukumatu masjidan jamilan fi hayyina. Yani al-hukuma, the fa'il, the government is building a beautiful masjid in our district, in our neighborhood. So we want to change the verb from tabni to mabni lil majhul tubna. But because the verb is feminine, because the fa'il is hukuma is feminine, but the naib fa'il, the maf'ulun bi masjidan, is masculine. So when the maf'ulun bi masjidan becomes naib fa'il marfu'un, we have to change the verb to masculine form. So instead of tubna, it became yubna masjidun jamilun fi hayyina. A beautiful masjid is being built in our hay. Okay, the original verb tabni al-hukuma is feminine. Now with the naib fa'il being masculine, we're going to make the verb masculine and change its voweling from yani tubna to yubna. Yubna masjidun jamilun fi hayyina. Number 8. Sabba ar-rajulu al-kahwata fil fanajini. The man poured the coffee in the cups, in the coffee cups. So we want to change the verb from mabniun lil ma'lum to mabniun lil majhul. So from sabba it became subba. Sabba became dhamma fatha subba. And because in the original sentence the fa'il ar-rajul is yani masculine, but the maf'ulun bi al-qahwa is feminine, so the verb, when we remove the fa'il and al-qahwa, the maf'ulun bi becomes naib fa'il, so the verb also has to be feminine. So subba should be subbat. Yani sabba ar-rajulu al-qahwata subbat al-qahwatu fil fanajin. The coffee was poured into the cups, without mentioning who did it. Subbat, yani, is feminine because al-qahwa, the naib fa'il, is feminine. Number 9. Ma arafa at-tullabu ismahu. The students did not know his name. The students did not know his name. Here again, we want to change the verb form from arafa to urifa, mabniun lil majhul. Remove the fa'il at tulab, and in its place, the maf'ulun bi isma becomes naib fa'il marfu'un. Ma urifa ismuhu. Ma urifa ismuhu. The last sentence, number 10, لا يجد الناس السمك في السوق هذه الأيام. The people do not find السمك, fish, in the market these days. The people do not find, are not finding, fish in the market these days. So we want to change the verb from yajidu to yujadu. Yani, remembering that the verb, the mithal verb that begins with waw, when you change it to the mudari, wajada becomes yajidu, it loses the harf illa, the waw. But if you are structuring the verb, the mudari verb, to mabni lil majhul, that waw comes back. So yajida becomes yujadu. The fa'il and nasu is removed. As-samaka, the maf'ulun bi, becomes, it takes the place of the fa'il, so it becomes marfu'un with dhamma, as the naib fa'il, la yujadu as-samaku fi suqi hadhihi al-ayyam. Okay, so this particular exercise, very good exercise, helps us to practice changing the past tense and the present tense verb from the fi'il al-mabni lil-ma'loom, where the fa'il is mentioned, to the fa'il al-mabni lil-majhul, where the fa'il
is unknown or unmentioned. Exercise number 7 is a long exercise, and I think in the homework assignment I suggested, encourage that this exercise be read carefully. Both parts 7A and 7B on pages 34 and 35. So what is exercise number 7? It is an outline of the conjugation of the past tense verb and the present tense verb, and showing how the verb looks when it's mabniun lil ma'lum, and how it has to be changed to mabniun lil majhul. When we look at cases where the maf'ulun bi is a pronoun. Okay, so now when the fa'il is removed and the maf'ulun bi, which is a pronoun, becomes the na'ib fa'il, the pronoun that is going to be used here is going to be a raf' pronoun. Okay, this was also mentioned in the English key under point number 1 on the second page, 20, just above point number 2, near the bottom half of the page. He says, if the maf'ulun bi is a pronoun, its corresponding raf' form is used, as explained in example 7 in the main book. Okay? So, that means that if the maf'ulun bi is a pronoun, when it becomes the na'ib fa'il, it's still going to be a pronoun. But in the original sentence, it's a pronoun, a nasb pronoun, as the maf'ulun bi, in the place where it should be mansub. But now, when it's na'ib fa'il, and it's in the place where it should be marfu'un, we have to have a raf' pronoun. Okay, we have a pronoun that's used when the pronoun is in the place where it's mansub as maf'ulun bi, and we have a different pronoun that's used when the pronoun is in the place where it should be marfu'un as the na'ib fa'il. As the na'ib fa'il. Okay, so this exercise number 7 is in two parts, A and B. A is for the past tense verb, and B is for the present tense verb. So let me just note here, in case I forget, that if anybody wants to re-familiarize themselves with the conjugation of the past tense verb, then go back to book 2, lesson 8, which is a review of the past tense, of the lessons dealing with the past tense verb. Lesson number 8 is a review of the everything that was covered in reference to the past tense verb, specifically exercise number 3. Exercise number 3 of lesson number 8, book 2, shows us exactly the structure of the past tense verb and the fa'il. Yani shows us where the fa'il is at in the past tense verb, if it's a dhamir mustatir, which is in two cases, or if it is yani a clear pronoun like noon and niswa, or waw al jama'a, or other, or ya al or na al mutakallimin, yani sa'alna, or sa'alu, or sa'alna. Yani these pronouns are pronouns in the past tense verb that are clear pronouns. And the only two in the past tense, only two pronouns in the past tense verb are damir mustatir. That's as in sa'ala and sa'alat. Yani huwa sa'ala and hiya sa'alat. The fa'il is a damir mustatir. Takdiruhu huwa and hiya. In the other forms of the past tense verb, we're going to see that the fa'il is ta' al-mutaharrika, as in sa'alta, sa'altu, sa'alti, and sa'altum, and sa'altunna. It's ta' al-mutaharrika. Or it's waw al-jama'a as in sa'alu, or noon al-niswa as in sa'alna, or na al-mutakallimin as in sa'alna. Alright, so go back for reference, for reviewing if you need to, yani to see exactly where is the fa'il in the past tense verb, book 2, lesson 8, exercise number 3. Alright? Alright, let's look at this chart here, the first one, Aleph. Oh, before that, let's read the instruction. It says, instruction for exercise number 7, page 34, ta'ammal ma'ili. Reflect on what follows. Or, yani, consider carefully, examine carefully. A sa'alaka المدير عن الغياب أسألك المدير did the مدير ask you ك سألك did the مدير ask you عن الغياب about the absence about absences So if we want to change this sentence to مبني للمجهول and the pronoun يعني the مفعول به أسألك the مفعول به is a pronoun So we're going to have to use a pronoun as the نائب فاعل but here in أسألك the ك is a pronoun of نصب because it's the مفعول به when it becomes the نائب فاعل it's going to be a pronoun of رفع مرفوع because it is the نائب فاعل نائب فاعل is مرفوع So we have to change the pronoun to the رفع type of pronoun So from أسألك المدير it became أسئلت عن الغياب أسئلت أنت Alright? So, the verb form, if it was مبني, if it wasn't مبني للمجهول, would be أنت سألت. So we just change سألت to ضم كسرة سُئلت. سألت أنت سُئلت. You asked, you were asked. Okay, so in order to see the form of the past tense verb, يعني with the نائب فاعل here being in the رفع form, we just merely look at the verb for the second person, masculine, singular, أنت سألت. Because كا is the, يعني second person, masculine, singular, is the مفعول به in the original sentence, so it's going to be the نائب فاعل in the new sentence. So سألت becomes, يعني you asked, it becomes سُئلت. أسُئلت عن الغياب. Okay, so they want us to look at this kind of carefully to see how the مفعول به as a pronoun, when it becomes an نائب فاعل, how we switch the type of pronoun we're going to use. Okay? So the pronoun from كا is going to become تا. And the verb form from سأل is going to become سُئل. يعني سُئل. But here with تا, سُئلت. I hope it's clear. يعني سأل or سألت became سُئلت. سُئلت. Now, the rule here, إذا كان المفعول به ضمير. If the مفعول به is a pronoun. أُتي بضمير رفع. Then you must bring the ضمير of رفع. The ضمير that's in the position where it should be مرفوع. ليحل وليحل محله. So that the ضمير of رفع will now take the place of the يعني original فاعل the مفعول به يعني is a pronoun of نصب now you must bring a pronoun of رفع to take the place to take its place because now as نائب فاعل we have to have a pronoun that's in the position where it should be مرفوع and this is it says كما يتضح من الجدولين التاليين as it is made clear from the following جدول schedule alright so again the point is in the sentence in the verb that's مبني للمعلوم if the object of the verb is a pronoun when you remove the فاعل and the مفعول به becomes the نائب فاعل we have to change the form of the verb from the مفعول به نصب pronoun to نائب فاعل رفع pronoun. Change it to a رفع pronoun. That in addition to changing the voweling to ضم كسرة. So سأل will become سئل and سألت here in this case second person masculine singular becomes سئلت. أسئلت عن الغياب. Okay, let's look at the جدول. Starting on the bottom of page 34, we see that there are three columns. الفعل المبني للمعلوم. الفعل المبني للمعلوم. So in the first column on the right is going to be the verb that's structured for the فاعل that is معلوم, that is known or mentioned. We're going to see the فاعل being mentioned, as in سأله المدرس. The فاعل is mentioned. So the verb is مبنين للمعلوم سأل. The next column is الفعل المبني للمجهول. Here we're going to change the form of the verb to be structured, to be used in a sentence where the فاعل is مجهول, is unknown or unmentioned. So سأل became سئل. سأل became سئل. The third column gives us the نائب الفاعلي. نائب الفاعلي, the substitute for the فاعل. يعني the مفعول به, when it substitutes for the فاعل, it's called نائب الفاعلي, and it becomes مرفوع. So we have to use the rough form. I mean, it's مبني, but it's in the place where it should be مرفوع. First column is the verb structured for معلوم, where the فاعل is mentioned. The second column, the verb is structured for the مجهول, where the verb is not mentioned. And the third column tells us the نائب فاعل. What in this sentence is the نائب فاعل? Is it واو الجماعة? Is it نون النسوة? Is it نا المتكلمين, as in سئلنا? Or is it يعني one of the متحرك, the تا متحركة, يعني سألت, سألتي, سألتو, سألتم, سألتن, is it one of them? Or is it the نائب فاعل, is it a pronoun that we don't see? We don't see it. Rather, it's ضمير مستطير. And that is in two cases. In سئلة, سئلة and سئلت. سئلة, يعني the نائب فاعل is ضمير مستطير, تقديره هو. And سئلت, the نائب فاعل is ضمير مستطير, تقديره هي. So let's look at this whole schedule right now. Keeping in mind three columns. When we turn to the next page, those columns are no longer listed. So we have to keep in mind that on the next page, the first column is the verb that's مبني للمجهول. Second column is the verb that's مبني, the first column مبني للمعلوم, and the second column is مبني للمجهول, and the third column is the نائب فاعل. Okay, on the second page 35, we're not going to see the columns with their titles on the top, so please make a note of that if you haven't already. Okay, so let's read the first line, and there should be 10 lines, right? Because we want to see 10 forms of the verb, excluding the duals. Alright, so 10 sentences. The first sentence, سَأَلَهُ الْمُدَرِّسُ. The teacher asked him. هو is the مَفْعُولٌ بِي مَبْنِيٌ فِي مَحَلِّ نَصْبٍ. We want to change the form of the verb to سُئِلَ. He was asked. Without mentioning المدرس, he was asked. So سأل became سئل. In this case, يعني the مبني للمجهول is سئل. The نائب فاعل is ضمير مستطير تقديره هو. يعني it's the hidden pronoun understood to be هو. Second sentence, and they're not numbered, but it's the second sentence. سألهم المدرس. The teacher asked them. هم here, the pronoun هم is the مفعول به. So when we change the structure and remove المدرسو, then we're going to be saying the teacher asked them, we're going to be saying they were asked. They were asked. Okay? So the third person, masculine plural, form of the verb, past tense, is سألو. The مبني للمجهول would be سئلو. سألو is the مبني للمجهول. يعني for third person, masculine plural, سألو, مبني للمجهول became سئلو. يعني where do we get سئلو from? From سألو. They asked, سئلو, they were asked. The نائب فاعل is واو الجماعة. يعني سئلو, the واو الجماعة is the نائب فاعل. Number three, سألها الأبو. The father asked her. Ha here is the مفعولٌ به, the object of the verb. So the object of the verb is going to become the نائب فاعل. So we want the third person feminine singular form of the verb. So third person feminine singular form of the verb is سألت. يعني هي سألت, but we want it مبني للمجهول. So سألت became ضم كسرة, سئلت. Became سئلت. the naib fa'il is damir mustatir takdiruhu hiya. And it's the hidden pronoun understood to be hiya. The ta here with sukoon, ta with sukoon is the alamatu ta'anith. Ta with sukoon is not a mutaharrik pronoun. It's a sakina. The ta sakina is the sign of femininity. Yani just like in kataba and katabat. In kataba, yani the fa'il is damir mustatir takdiruhu huwa, and in sa'alat, and in sa'alat nam, the fa'il is damir mustatir takdiruhu hiya. The ta is the sign of femininity, alamat ta'anith. So in this mabni al-majhul su'ilat, the damir, the naib fa'il is damir mustatir takdiruhu hiya. The last sentence on this page 34, number 4, it's not numbered. Sa'alahunna al-abu. The father asks them. Yani hunna, a group of females. So hunna is third person, feminine, plural. Yani the verb form should be hunna sa'alna with noon and niswa. Hunna sa'alna. If we want to change it to mabnun al-majhul, sa'alna became su'ilna dhamma kasra. Su'ilna. And the naib fa'il here is noon and niswa. The noon in su'ilna is noon and niswa. The noon indicates feminine plurality. Yani hunna, they, group of women. So far on this page we had su'ila and we had su'ilat. In both of them the naib fa'il is damir mustatir, huwa and hiya. And we also had su'ilu and su'ilna, in which cases the naib fa'il is a pronoun that we see. Yani waw al jama'ah and su'ilu and noon and niswa and su'ilna. Turning to page 35, the remaining six forms of the past tense verb, mabniun lil ma'lum is the first column, second column is mabniun lil majhul, and third column is naib fa'il. On this page, we're only going to see one. On this page, we're not going to see any damir mustatir, all of them are going to be. Yani dhamir, that is zahir, clear pronouns. It's either going to be ta al-mutaharrika, or the other one is going to be in su'ilna nahnu na al-mutakallimin. Na al-mutakallimin. Okay, so the first sentence on the top of the page, which is our fifth sentence, sa'alaka al-mudarrisu. The teacher asked you. Second person, masculine, singular. So the verb form for the second person, masculine, singular would be sa'alta anta. Change it to mabni al-majhul. Sa'alta became su'ilta. Su'ilta. And the ta, yani the ta al-mutaharrika, the ta that has a vowel, is the naib fa'il. Anta. Su'ilta anta. The next line, number 6, sa'alakum al-mudarrisu. The teacher asked you all. Second person, masculine, plural. The verb form would be sa'altum, yani antum, sa'altum, you all asked, but we want to change it to mabni al-majhul. So sa'altum becomes su'iltum, dhamma kasra. Sa'altum, su'iltum. And here the naib fa'il is tum. Or rather we can say the naib fa'il is two, is ta al-mutaharrika two, and the meme is alamatul jam, is the sign of it being plural. Again, if we go back to the identification of the fa'il in the past tense verb in book 2, lesson 8, exercise number 3, we will see that yani in su'iltum, the two, the ta here of the two with dhamma is the fa'il, and the meme is alamatul jam, yani it's the sign of plurality for the masculine past tense verb form. Su'iltum, antum. The next one, number 7, sa'alaki al-abu. Sa'alaki al-abu, yani the father asked you. Second person, feminine, singular. Ki, yani anti. The verb form would be yani you, second person, feminine, singular. Sa'alti, anti sa'alti. Change it to mabni al-majhul, it will be sa'alti became su'ilti. Su'ilti, dhamma kasra, su'ilti.
And here the naib fa'il is the ta, yani t in the end of the verb, su'ilti, ta al-mutaharrika. Number 8, sa'ala kunna al-ab. Yani second person, feminine plural, antunna, sa'ala kunna. We want to use yani the verb form for that, sa'altunna. But we want it in the mabni lil majhul, so sa'altunna became su'iltunna, dhamma kasra, su'iltunna. Second person, feminine, plural. The naib fa'il here is tunna in su'iltunna, or yani more properly we should say it is the two. The ta al-mutaharrika and the noon is alamatul jam, yani for feminine plurality. Tunna. Yani two is the fa'il and noon is alamatul jam. Number 9, sa'alani al-mudarrisu. The teacher asked me. In this sentence, ya al-mutakallam, that's following the noon in sa'alani, ya al-mutakallam, yani corresponding to ana, first person, singular, is the maf'ulun bi. When it becomes a naib fa'il, we have yani first person singular, sa'altu, I asked, su'iltu, I was asked. Su'iltu, I was asked. From sa'altu, I asked, to su'iltu, I was asked. And here the naib fa'il is the ta, al-mutaharrika, tu. And the last one, sa'alana, al-mudarrisu, the teacher asked us. Yani, the pronoun na, al-mutakallimin, na al-mutakallimin is the maf'ulun bi. When it becomes naib fa'il, we change the verb from sa'alna to su'ilna. Yani sa'alna, we asked, su'ilna, we were asked. Okay, so that's the end of yani the first part of exercise number 7, the first chart, Aleph. And again, I want to emphasize here, pay attention to the fact that in su'ila, the naib fa'il is damir mustatir, and in su'ilat, again, the naib fa'il is damir mustatir, yani huwa and hiya. In all the rest of the forms of the past tense verb, other than these two, in the other 8, we see a clear noun. Either it's ta'al mutaharrika, in, yani in verbs like su'ilta, su'ilti, su'iltu, and as well as in the plural su'iltum and su'iltunna, we have ta'al mutaharrika, and then we also have in su'ilu, waw al-jama'ah, in su'ilna, with a short vowel, noon and niswa, and in su'ilna, with a long vowel, na al-mutakallimeen. Okay, let's go on to the second part of the chart, exercise number 7, back on page 35, and again we have, yani, 10 lines, or 10 forms of the conjugation of the verb, representing the 10 pronouns, other than the dual. We have the same structure, al-fi'l al-mabni lil-ma'loom is the first column on the right, but for the mudali verb. And the second column is al-fi'l al-mabani lil-majhul, yani the verb that's structured where the fa'il is majhul, is unknown or unmentioned. And the third column is naib fa'il, yani the maf'ulun bi that takes the place when the fa'il is removed. It became yani in the position where it should be marfu', and so we're going to have a rough pronoun. Now the difference between the past tense and the present tense is that in the past tense there are only two forms of the verb, the third person masculine and feminine singular, huwa and hiya, that have pronouns that are yani that where the fa'il is the mere mustatir. In the mudari verb we have 5 forms of the verb where the fa'il is a pronoun that's the mere mustatir. 5 instead of 2. So there are 5 cases in which the naib fa'il is going to be the mere mustatir, and then there are 5 in which it's going to be a damir vahir, a clear pronoun, like waw al-jama'ah in 2 cases, and noon and niswa in 2 cases, yani those are all the plurals. Second and third person, masculine and feminine plurals, waw al-jama'ah, noon and niswa, and one singular form, yani, that is the ya al-mukhataba, yani for the second person, feminine, singular, anti, yani,
in the mudari we have ya, we have ya in tas'alina, or in the mabni lil majhul tus'alina. That ya is ya al mukhataba. So we have waw al jama'ah twice, noon and niswa twice, ya al mukhataba once, that's a singular form, that's five, and the other five mudari forms are all going to be dhamir mustatir. Dhamir mustatir. Yani in huwa, yus'alu, hiya tus'alu, anta tus'alu, ana us'alu, and nahnu nus'alu. All those are going to be naib fa'al dhamir mustatir. Okay, let's read them. let's read them in complete exercise number 7 at least. First column, yas'aluhu al-mudarrisu. The teacher is asking him. So who is the yani maf'ulun bi in the place where it should be mansub? Want to change it? When it becomes the naib fa'al, it's going to be in the place where it should be marfu'un. Sa'alahu al-mudarrisu. The teacher asked him. So we want to change it to third person masculine singular. Yas'alu mabniun lil-majhul. He is being asked. Yus'alu. So sa'alahu al-mudarrisu became yus'alu. The teacher is asking him. He is being asked. The naib fa'al is dhamir mustatir taqdiruhu. Is understood to be huwa. Number two. يسألهم المدرس. The teacher is asking them. Here we have third person, masculine, plural. هم. يسألهم المدرس. We want to change it to they are asking. هم يسألون مبني للمجهول. هم يسألون. They are being asked. هم يسألون. يعني in this يسألون, the naib fa'al is waw al-jama'ah. And the noon is the sign that it's marfu'un. Because the mudari verb, when it's marfu'un in the af'al al-khamsa, the noon is retained. When it's mansub or majzoom, the noon is omitted. But the waw al-jama'ah here is the naib fa'al. Number three, yas'aluha al-abu. The father is asking her. The ha here, third person, feminine singular, corresponding to hiya, is the maf'ulun bi and yas'aluha. We want to make it naib fa'al, so we should be using a rough pronoun. Yani, she is asking tas'alu, she is being asked, dhamma fatha tus'alu. Here, tus'alu, yani naib fa'al is dhamir mustatir taqdiruhu here. Number four, yas'aluhunna al-abu. The father is asking them, a group of females, third person, feminine, plural, hunna, yas'aluhunna. So the verb form would be yas'alna, hunna, yas'alna. We want to change it to mabni lil majhul. Yas'alna became yus'alna. Yani hunna, yus'alna. They are being asked, a group of women. The naib fa'al here is noon and niswa. Yani the noon and yus'alna is the naib fa'al. Yani noon and niswa. Number five, yas'aluka al-mudarrisu. The teacher is asking you. The ka here is maf'ulun bi, second person, masculine, singular, corresponding to anta. So the verb form would be, yani tas'alu, you are asking, anta tas'alu, mabni lil-majhul, tas'alu becomes tus'alu, dhamma fatha, tus'alu, anta. Anta tus'alu, you are being asked. The naib fa'al in this case is dhamir mustatir taqdiruhu anta. The next one, number six, is yas'alukumul mudarrisu. Yas'alukum, kum is the maf'ulun bi, yani in the place where it should be mansub. When it becomes naib fa'al in the place of the fa'al, it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. So, second person, masculine, plural, antum. Tas'aluna, mabni lil-majhul becomes tus'aluna. Tas'aluna, tus'aluna, dhamma fatha, tus'aluna. In this case, the naib fa'al is waw al-jama'ah. Tus'aluna, antum. And the noon is alamatul raf, the sign that it's marfu'un. It's not mansub or majzoom. Number seven, yas'aluki al-abu. the father is asking you, speaking directly to an individual female, second person, feminine, singular, anti, yas'aluki anti, the father is asking you. So the verb form for second person, feminine singular, is tas'alina. Mabni lil majhul, tus'alina. Dhamma, fatha, tus'alina. Anti, tus'alina. You are being asked. Here, the naib fa'il is ya al-mukhataba. Ya al-mukhataba. Yani the ya that represents the second person, feminine singular. The one who is being addressed, an individual female. Al-mukhataba. Ya al-mukhataba. The eighth one, yes, alu kunna al abu, the father is asking you all, yani, group of women, second person, feminine plural, antunna, yani, kum is the corresponding pronoun for second person, feminine plural, antunna. So the verb form is tas'alna, tas'alna. Tas'alna means yani, you all are asking, مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ تُسْأَلْنَا. You all are being asked. أَنْتُنَّ تُسْأَلْنَا. Here the naib fa'il is noon and niswa. Yani, the noon that represents feminine plurality. The last two lines, 9 and 10, يَسْأَلُنِي الْمُدَرِّسُ. The teacher is asking me. So the يَا الْمُتَكَلِّم, yani, separated from the verb by noon, al-wiqaya, the ya al-mutakallam represents first person singular, ana. Yas'aluni al-mudarrisi, the teacher is asking me. So the verb form for first person singular would be as'alu, I am asking, mabni lil-majhul, us'alu. As'alu, us'alu, dhamma, fatha, the naib fa'il is damir, mustatir, taqdiruhu, ana. And the last one, يَسْأَلُنَا الْمُدَرِّسُ, the teacher is asking us, yani, first person plural, corresponding to the na here, corresponding to nahnu, يَسْأَلُنَا, na is the maf'ulun bi, in the place where it should be mansub. When we change the verb to مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ, it becomes the naib fa'il. So we say, yani, we are asking, نَسْأَلُ مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ, we are being asked, نُسْأَلُ. نَسْأَلُ, نُسْأَلُ, دَمَّ, فَتَّ, نَائِب فَاعِل, is دَمِير, مُسْتَطِير, the hidden pronoun, تَقْدِرُهُ, نَحْنُ. So this chart, I hope that we looked at it carefully, and I hope that if anything was unclear, it became clear now. The difference between the past tense and the present tense is that in the past tense form of the verb, the hidden pronoun is only in two places, third person, masculine and feminine singular, هُوَ, سَأَلَ, and هِيَ سَأَلَتْ. In the mudari, the hidden pronoun is in five places. Huwa, yani, yus'alu, and hiya, tus'alu, and anta, tus'alu, and ana, us'alu, and nahnu, nus'alu. So in those five places we have damir, mustatir, taqdiruhu, huwa, hiya, anta, ana, and nahnu. And in the other places we have a clear pronoun, wa al-jama'ah, in two places for the two, masculine plural, second and third person, and noon and niswa for the two, feminine plural, second and third person, and one second person, feminine singular, ya al-mukhataba, anti tus'alina. For the examination of the fa'il in the mudari verb, I refer you back to our detailed study of the mudari verb from book 2, lesson 13, which is a review of all of the lessons dealing with the mudari verb. Lesson 13 is a review of the lessons dealing with the mudari verb. Book 2, lesson 13, exercise number 4, examines the mudari verb, its structure, and the fa'il, and identifies the fa'il, where it is a damir mustatir, hidden pronoun, or where it is a clear pronoun, like wa'al jama'ah, or noon and niswa, or ya'al mukhatiba. So please go back to lesson Book 2, Lesson 13, Exercise Number 4, if there is any need to review this matter. Okay, we don't have a lot of time left, but in the time that remains, we're going to look at a few more exercises. Exercise number 8 on page 36 says, Ayyin نائب الفاعل فيما يأتي. Identify the نائب فاعل, يعني the مفعول به that took the place of the فاعل when the structure of the verb was changed from مبني للمعلوم to مبني للمجهول. Identify the نائب فاعل in what follows. So they gave us five sentences or five آيات from the Quran, and in each of them there is a verb, يعني a فعل مبني للمجهول, and they want us to identify the نائب فاعل in that ayah. Okay, so the first one, number one, is from Surah At-Taqwir, the 8th and 9th ayat. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Yani, if the mawuda, the girl, the female child that's buried alive, is asked, if she is asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, for which sin were you killed? In this ayat we have, يعني سُئِلَتْ. So this verb سُئِلَتْ is مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ. The ta with sukun is alamat التَّعْنِيثِ, the sign of femininity. And the نائب فاعل is دَمِيرٌ مُسْتَطِيرٌ تَقْدِيرُهُ هِيَ. She was asked. سُئِلَتْ, she was asked. And that pronoun here is referring back to الْمَوْءُودَةُ. For which sin was she killed? And the same thing here in قُتِلَتْ مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ, the نَائِب فَاعِل is دَمِيرٌ مُسْتَطِيرٌ تَقْدِيرُهُ هِيَ, يعني for what sin was she killed. Number two, Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 154th ayat. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَن يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ. And do not, you all, do not say to the one who has been killed in the way of Allah that they are amwat, dead. So here we have the fi'l mabniun lil majhul yuqtalu, yani do not say that they are being killed, that those who are being killed in the way of Allah, that they are amwat, dead. So here the verb is mabni lil majhul yuqtalu, dhamma fatha. نائب فاعل is دمير مستطير تقديره هو, يعني those who are being killed, he who is being killed in the way of Allah. Number three, Surah Al-Baqarah as well, ayat number 134. ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. ولا تسألون, you are not being asked, you will not being asked, you will not be asked, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, about what they were doing, what others were doing. Here the verb is مَبْنِي لُلْمَجْهُولِ تُسْأَلُونَ, يعني you all being asked. تُسْأَلُونَ, you all will not be asked. And the نائب فاعل is واو الجماعة, يعني أنتم تُسْأَلُونَ, the نائب فاعل is واو الجماعة, the noon is a sign that it's مرفون. Number four, Surah Al-Anbiya, 21st Surah, 23rd Ayat. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He is not asked about what he does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to be questioned. وهم يسألون. But they, the people, the created beings, will be asked about their actions, what they do. Here we have two verbs, مبني للمجهول, يسأل and يسألون. And يسأل, the نائب فاعل is دمير مستطير تقديره هو, and in يسألون the نائب فاعل is دمير ظاهر, is a clear pronoun, واو الجماعة, يعني representing هم, وهم يسألون. Number five from سورة الغاشية, آيات 17, 18, 19, and 20. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Do they not look at, consider, examine, reflect upon the camels, how they are created? That's the first verb that's مبني للمجهول, خُلِقَتْ. And the نائب فاعل in it is دَمِيرٌ مُسْتَطِيرٌ تَقْدِيرُهُ هِيَ, referring back to الْإِبْلِ. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ, and to the heavens, how it is raised up. رُفِعَتْ is the مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ, نائب فاعل is دمية مستطيع تقديره هي, referring back to السماء. السماء is feminine, by the way. وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت. And do they not look at and examine and consider the mountains, how they are set up and erected. نصبت. And here the مبني للمجهول is نصبت, ضم كسر نصبت. نائب فاعل is دمير مستطيع تقديره هي, referring back to الجبال, and الجبال being يعني غير عاقل plural, so it's treated as though it's feminine singular. وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت, and to the earth how it is سطحت, spread out. And the مبني للمجهول verb is سطحت ضم كسرة. The نائب فاعل is دمير مستطيع تقديره هي, referring back to الأرض, which is feminine. Arad is a feminine noun, even though it doesn't have any feminine sign. Okay, after that, so all of these, yani this exercise was really for us to see, even especially in the Quran, yani verbs that are mabni lil majhul, and to be able to identify the naib fa'il. So in most of these cases, the naib fa'il was a damir mustatir. I think, except maybe in one case, that is the third one, يعني تسألون, the نائب فاعل is واو الجماعة. نعم, the rest of them are دمير مستطير. Exercise number 9, ابني, يعني make or build, structure الأفعال, the verbs في الجملة الآتية, in the following sentences للمجهول, يعني make the verbs in the following sentence مبنيون. ابني, make them مبنيون للمجهول. In other words, structure them with the voweling. If it's past tense, dhamma kasra. If it's present tense, dhamma fatha. That is used with the situation in which the fa'il is removed and the naib fa'il takes its place. Yani what was the maf'ulun bi becomes naib fa'il, and it is a pronoun or a clear noun in the position of being marfu'. Okay, so here they gave us 6 sentences. The first of them being amma سألك المدير, يعني about what did the مدير ask you. سألك, so ك here is the مفعول به, when المدير the فاعل is removed, the ك يعني second person masculine singular becomes the نائب فاعل, and we have to use the رفع pronoun which is تا. So سأل became سئل, with تا being the نائب فاعل سئلت. يعني سألت أنت, you asked, سئلت أنت, you were asked. Number 2, قتلهم المجرم بالمسدس. The مجرم, the criminal, killed them, whom, with a gun, 6 shooter. قتلهم, يعني whom here is the مفعول به in the place where it should be منصوب, while المجرم, the فاعل is removed, whom becomes نائب فاعل. We have to use a rough pronoun because it's in the place, as نائب فاعل should be مرفوعٌ. So, the مجرم killed them. We want to change it to they were killed. So, they killed would be قتلوا. They were killed. قتلوا بالمسدس. They were killed with a مسدس. Number 3. لا يسألهم. لا. I'm sorry. لا يسألهم أحد عن سبب تأخرهم. No one is asking them about the reason or the cause of their lateness. تأخروا, تأخرهم, the cause of their, the reason or the cause of their lateness. لا يسألهم. No one is asking them. هم, here is the مفعول به in the place where it should be منصوب. When أحد, the فاعل is removed, and هم becomes the نائب فاعل, third person, masculine plural, yani the verb form with whom would be yani yasaluna mabni lil majhul yusaluna dhamma fatha la yusaluna an sababi ta'akhurihim. They are not being asked about the reason or the cause of their lateness. Yani yasaluna became mabni lil majhul yusaluna. Number 4, lima أخذكم المراقب إلى المدير. Why did the muraqib, the overseer or the yani monitor, why did he take you all to the mudir? Yani akhadhakum, kum here second person masculine plural, corresponding to antum, is the maf'ulun bi in the place where it should be mansub. When al muraqibu, the fa'il is removed, then second person masculine plural kum becomes na'ib fa'il. We have to use the rough form, so it becomes tum. So you all took, yani akhadhtum, mabni lil majhul, you all were taken, lima ukhidhtum ila al mudiri. Why were you all taken to the mudir? Akhadhtum ukhidhtum, dhamma kasra, past tense verb. Number 5, darabana ar-rajulu bil asa, yani the man hit us with the stick. Darabana, yani the pronoun na al-mutakallimin is the maf'ulun bi in the place where it should be mansub. When ar-rajulu, the fa'il, is removed, the pronoun na, yani corresponding to nahnu, becomes na'ib fa'il, and we have to use the rough pronoun which is also na. Yani darabna means we hit, durabna means we were hit. Durabna bil asa, the man hit us, we were hit. The man hit us with the stick, we were hit with the stick. Durabna, dhamma kasra. And the last one, sarrani al khabaru, the news, al khabaru, made me happy, pleased me. Sarrani, what was it that made me happy? Sarrani al khabaru. If al khabaru, the fa'il, is removed, instead of saying the news made me happy, I was made happy, without saying what made me happy, so sarra became surra. And since the na'ib fa'il, yani the original maf'ulun bi, ya al-mutakallam, when it became na'ib fa'il, we have to use the rough form of the pronoun first person singular, which is tu, so it became surirtu. Sarra, surra, surira, tu. Naam. Surira, tu. Okay, the next exercise, number 10, is quite lengthy. So, there are over 20 or 30 examples of verbs that are mabni lil majhul in the lesson. So the next exercise, number 10, is istakhrij من الدرس الأفعال المبنية للمجهول واذكر نائب فاعل كل واحد كل يعني نائب فاعل كل واحد منها يعني derive or bring out from the lesson يعني the dialogue in the beginning of the lesson the أفعال المبنية للمجهول, all of the verbs that are مبنية للمجهول, and then mention the نائب فاعل of each one of them. So there are a lot of verbs that are مبنية للمجهول in the lesson. Like I said, it's over 20 or 30, so we're not going to have time to go through that now. We don't want to rush through it, so we'll save this exercise, number 10, and what follows for the next session. And we were expecting to do a few more exercises, but in any case, rather than rushing, it's better that we take our time and try to clarify these issues so that it is well understood. All right, so for next week, inshallah, we're going to start with exercise number 10. And exercise number 10, as I just mentioned, is going back to the original dialogue in the beginning of the lesson and identifying all, or deriving, pulling out of the lesson, all the verbs that are mabni lil majhul and mentioning the verb and the na'ib fa'il for each one of them. So we have to go back to the dialogue and read that lesson carefully and try to find as many as possible. Exercise number 11 is the oral exercise where the teacher asks each of the students this question. يعني في أي عام ولدت, in which year were you born? فيجيبوا الطالب قائلا, and the student answers saying ولدت عام كذا للهجرة وللميلاد بادئا بالعدد الأدنى. So the student will answer, I was born in the year of such and such, يعني according to the Hijri calendar or the Miladi calendar, but in mentioning the year of his birth, بادئا, he's going to begin with العدد الأدنى, with the lowest number. So if you was born in 1988, then you're going to say 8 and 80 and 900 and 1,000. Begin with the units, 8, and then the tens, 80, and then the hundreds, 9, and then the thousands. If you were born in 1988, you're going to say 8 and 80 and 900 and 1,000. So that's exercise number 11. Everybody just write out the year of your birth, either in the Christian calendar or in the Hijri calendar, if you know it. Just write out that number, beginning with a lower number. The units, tens, hundreds, and then thousands. Exercise number 12, I think, is clear. 13 is clear. 14 is also seeking out from the dialogue examples of a nasab. 15 is clear. 16 is just examples of the word, the verb istata, yastatiyu. 17 is examples of the use of the verb salla, yusalli, and salli is fi'l amr. 17 are the months of the Hijri calendar. 19 is examples of imma wa imma, its explanation and a few examples. 20 is just discussion concerning the word harb, that it's feminine, even though it doesn't have any sign of femininity. 21 is giving the mudari of the following past tense verb. 22 is giving the plural of the following singular verbs. 23 is using these various words in a sentence. 24 is looking at the hundreds, numbers, 300, 400, 500, and it's i'rab. 25 is ism, jins, jam'i, and that's the end of the lesson. We'll see how many of those exercises we can do during the week for homework for the next session. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And before I close, yani I'm closing now, but before I formally turn off the broadcast, I want to mention that because the time for me of the Asr prayer is so close to the beginning of the class now, and today the prayer was delayed a little bit, causing me to start a few minutes late. To avoid that, inshallah, starting next week, the class is going to be, the time is going to be changed to 1/2 hour later. So if we have been starting at 3 o'clock, now we're going to be starting at 3:30. We're going to be starting at 3:30. We're going to start a half an hour later and end a half an hour later. So, if you're in daylight savings time, a zone, like I am, and the time that we're starting is 3 o'clock, we're going to be starting half an hour later, or wherever zone you're in, wherever you are at, the class is going to be starting 30 minutes later and ending 30 minutes later. I hope that it's no inconvenience for anybody, and I apologize for any inconvenience that this causes for anybody. But I won't be able to next week for sure. I was a little bit late today, and next week I'll be even later. I can't, you know, just pray as soon as the prayer comes in. I have to wait for the congregational prayer in the masjid. Therefore, it's going to cause me to be late for every session, and that is really unacceptable to me. So we're going to delay the class for half an hour just so that I don't have to rush out of the masjid, and that I can start on time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So next week, inshallah, we're going to be starting a half an hour later than we have been starting, and we're going to start with exercise number 10. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant success to me and to each of you to do whatever we do of good, that we do it sincerely for His sake alone, and we do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah, and that He recognize, record, and reward all of our good deeds, that He pardon and overlook and forgive our shortcomings and errors, and that He keep us firm and steadfast upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen.